Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast, listener experience show. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And that means it's Thursday, Hollow Cult. So we are here to help drop kick this work week into the weekend. Hope everybody's having a good time. Hope everybody's getting through it. You know the drill. We got a good listener experience here. I'm stoked. The title is a banger. So I'm hoping it brings it. But before we get into it, we got to get through the business. So check us out at all our social medias: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast, and you will find us there. Come and hang out. Be part of the Hollow Cult. Be part of the community. You know the drill. This is our Thursday show. Our regular Hollow Sky show drops on Monday. Tuesday is the night shift recap on the podcast. Wednesday, you can hang out with us live on the night shift at YouTube or Facebook, 8 p.m. Central Time. Come and call in with your weirdness. That being said, if you have a paranormal experience you would like to feature on a future show, Kyle had a past life regression and he got a message from a spirit guide with information that you're going to want to know.
My spirit guide was telling me that if you end up having anything weird happen to you, you should definitely get a hold of the Hollow Sky Podcast and get that out there. And to do that, all you need to do is write out your experience and shoot it over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. You can also use a voice memo app or anything other on your phone to record yourself. You can send it to the same email. You can call or text the holophone at 556-0837. You can send us weird shit to Hollow Sky Podcast, P.O. Box 145, Fieldon, Illinois, 62031. All this information is always and forever in the show notes. So if you ever are trying to send it or think about it and you're like, I forgot, man, just check the show notes. Easy peasy. That information is there and available for you to do. Get it. Send us that weird shit.
Cursed. Haunted.
Don't sleep on us.
We need it. We need the weird. We're sending it out there. I almost said open door policy, but I pulled it back a little bit there. Anyway, if you'd like to support the show, plenty of ways to do it. We have a Patreon for ad-free episodes and extra content. $7 tier. Right over there. Do it to it. We have a website, hollowskypodcast.com, which has a merch store. Go over there and check out some of the Hollow swag. Rep the Hollow Cult in your everyday lives. That way people can be like, damn, where'd you get that dope shirt? Where'd you get that dope hat? You'll be like, oh, it's this podcast I listen to and they're pretty sick. Best thing you can do, though, share the show, word of mouth, anywhere you can do it, everywhere you can do it, just send it. Just send it. You all have done excellent, excellent work supporting and promoting the show. We appreciate it so much. The more we get out there, the better off we are. The closer we get to being able to put out tons more content, video content, all sorts of good stuff. Circling back around to today's listener experience. This comes to us from our friend Tommy. It's titled Oddities in the Autopsy Room. That sounds like a Goosebump book.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Tommy says, hey, fellas, I'm a Patreon member. Thanks for the shirt and stickers. Well, thank you for supporting the show, my friend.
Much love.
Edit this as you see fit. Email me for more descriptions if you want. I'm in the Discord from time to time and try to make the night shift. You'll see me as Tommy Guns. Anyway, I told you all once that I'm the kind of guy that no weird shit happens to. Well, weird shit caught up to me, as it always does. I work in the biomedical field, so I go into hospitals, biopharma companies, and work on a variety of equipment, from centrifuges, incubators, blood bank equipment, to histology equipment. We do calibrations to repair and installations, etc. Basically, anything a lab needs to run, we repair and maintain it. So this particular event was at an old general hospital. This building was older, probably built in the 50s or so. It still had the old push buttons for the elevator and a payphone booth in the lobby. I had to do some maintenance on a machine called the tissue processor. That sounds horrible. It's a machine that prepares tissue to be cut and put under a microscope. My escort told me this unit was in storage on another level and was not in use. I was expecting it to be in a closet or an old office. Nope. It was in the middle of an old autopsy room. It was a large room. Turns out the building was an old pathology building for the city where all the autopsies were held. The room was long, rectangular, and had four autopsy tables in a row, matched with scales and equipment, followed by a separate room with approximately 20 cubbies for sliding bodies into a cooler. It was nothing new for me in that I'd been in mortuaries and hospitals before. It just looked like a large lab with lots of stainless steel. But at this time, it was not in use. It had some specimen jars from animal autopsies from animal control to make sure that they don't have rabies and such. So I began to work. I had to plug my iPad into charge. I plugged it into a socket by a window next to a hood. It's encased in a plastic box with an air opening by the window. It's basically a box next to a window in case if you opened something really nasty that you shouldn't breathe in, it had a fan in it to vent out the fumes. The hood was chained to the wall with a really heavy chain in case of an earthquake. Next to the hood was a stainless steel cup with a hemostat and a couple other tools. I remember this when I was plugging the iPad in. I thought it was weird to still be out. I go about the maintenance on this machine. I think I was listening to this podcast. All of a sudden, I hear rattling from behind me. It was the sound as if somebody was circling metal instruments in a cup. I stop what I'm doing and listen again. I'm crouched in the middle of this autopsy room all by myself. I listen again and hear the circling of metal inside a cup. To make sure it wasn't in my mind, I hear it again. I think to myself, oh hell no, fuck this shit. I hear the sound again, circling of a metal cup, or circle in a metal cup. I say out loud, no, not now. I continue with my work. I call my escort when I finish testing the machine. He comes up to get me, and I casually go to unplug my iPad and check on the area where I hear the sounds. I rattled the chain of the earthquake strap. No, too heavy, too hard sounding. There was no way the wind could have moved it. I rattled the cup that was by my iPad that had the tools in it. Sounded a lot like what I heard. I gather my tools and such. I didn't tell him what happened. I just ask, hey man, have you ever heard any weird shit happen up here? He was like, yeah, there's stories. They used to do 400 human autopsies a year. If you want more details, let me know. Keep up the good work. Tommy, we want more details.
100%.
100%. Yeah, that's creepy, bro. That is creepy. The ambience alone of being in an abandoned autopsy room is enough to make your brain do weird stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like if it were me, I would immediately be waiting for something weird to happen. Just out of principle. And you're listening to paranormal podcasts
on top of it.
So your brain's already in the mode. But 400 autopsies a year, that's more than one a day, according to my Jersey County math.
That's significant.
Yeah. I often wonder if areas like autopsy rooms are more haunted than other areas. Because the essential passing of someone, I'm going to assume, hopefully, does not happen in the autopsy room.
Dude, I was thinking the same thing when this was going on, that there's realistically there shouldn't be that much in an autopsy room because of that. Like, when they die, it's not there at the autopsy.
Yeah, that's kind of my same thought on graveyards. Because
true.
You have all these haunted graveyards, but people don't die in the graveyards.
Unless there's some type of, like, spiritual connection, longing situation where they're confused about what's going on and trying to get back to their body,
or
they're stuck there or whatever.
You live your entire life connected to the body. I could see how that would be a hard bond to break, you would think.
Yeah, it's definitely an anchor, if you will.
But, I mean, depending on when this took place, Yeti, that building's pretty old. In the 50s, it's already pushing almost 80 years old if it's built in 50, at least 75. It could be something going on in the autopsy room that doesn't have anything to do with the autopsies. Could have been something there before that was ever chosen to be an autopsy room, honestly. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, the place itself has tons of history. So, you know, that's going to play into it. It doesn't mean that it's just the autopsy room in general. It could be any part of that building that houses a tragedy or anything of that nature. I mean, it didn't. I guess it could technically be like a residual thing, too.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know, like it doesn't mean that it's intelligent, but it did do it several times in a row. So that is a little weird. It would scare the shit out of me. I can tell you that, especially being all by myself and being, like Steve said, in the room that you know what that room is and what took place there. It's not a very comforting feeling.
If you want to piggyback off of the night shift last week, it could be some sort of time veil slippage where maybe he was hearing the sounds of the autopsy workers working with the tools just on a different timeline, on a different plane, in a different realm, you know?
And for your sake, that's what we're going to say it was.
Yeah, they were just busy. They were probably in there like, they're in there working, you know, doing their due diligence, you know, running through all the checklists of what they have to check on the bodies. And somewhere in the background, one of them thinks they hear the theme song to the Holosky podcast.
Probably.
They're like, where in the fuck is that coming from? What the
hell is that noise?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope that's the case. I hope that we somehow bled into another timeline, dimension, whatever, because you were there working on something.
Yeah. Because it almost seems like the rattling of the tools in the cup wasn't 100%. What he heard. He said it sounded a lot like what he heard.
Yeah.
But if it was exactly, I feel like Yeti would have, or Tommy would have said it, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. This is what I heard, but it sounds a lot like it. I'm curious as to what these other stories are. You need to pick your buddy's brain here, your escort's brain, as to what was going on. If the stories are just confined to that particular room, or if the story spread across the entire building, the whole place.
I'd be willing to bet it's the building.
Yeah.
With the age on it, I'll bet it's the building. I mean, it just, everybody knows things happen in hospitals and stuff like that, like the passing of people. And, you know, I would say there's a lot of traumatized energy that kind of resonates in a hospital.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean that it was a mass horrible event. It's just when a loved one died, I mean, that's traumatizing for the people that are still in there. So that energy gets put into the building. And then, you know, the soul that departed there, all that stuff, it's got to all take account for those types of situations.
If movies and media are to be believed, they are places where people go to like confirm identities of bodies and stuff, and that's a lot of emotional trauma goes on there too.
Yeah, that's trauma central right there.
Yeah, go to probably, I don't know. Would you pick up bodies there? Like, no, it's probably at the,
I don't know,
funeral parlor.
I don't know, man, but yeah, and I've never thought about that either. The points that we just made. Like, it just kind of dripped into my head, like, all that trauma energy from the one still alive, like, that has to do something.
Yeah.
You know, hypercharge the area, so to speak.
Yep. And the whole place being a hospital, you're going to have sick people in there.
Yep.
That has its own traumatic energy. Then you have loved ones watching their families pass away. That has its own traumatic energy. And it's just, I don't know, man. It's weird.
Hospitals are sketchy places. Yeah. Now you sit and think about it. Yeah. Lots of trauma moves in and out of those buildings.
Yeah. And I mean, it's almost like damn, if you really want to go deep, it's like a hospital is like a hub for the transference of souls.
Yeah.
Because you have people being brought in to this realm and people leaving this realm, all concentrated in this singular area.
Yeah.
Which you would think the transference of souls from one realm to another was probably a high energy event.
For sure. And then, you know, you think about it too, like the hospital is the yin and yang all in one.
Yeah.
There's bad things that happen there, and then there's fucking miracles that happen. It's like both are operating in the same building.
Yep.
Really weird to kind of sit and tear that apart.
Yeah, it does. It is really a hub for lots of energy transference.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we always get fucked up when we go to the doctors and shit. Lots of energy there.
Yeah. Which now leads to believe, which I mean, now lends to the idea as to why that energy is there, you know? Like, yeah, maybe people didn't die in the autopsy room, but there were people that I'm assuming died in that hospital.
For sure.
They're doing autopsies there.
For sure.
And why that energy lingers in the abandoned buildings afterwards. Why so many asylums and so many hospitals and areas like that are haunted, for lack of a better term. Which the same could be saved for graveyards, because people go there.
Yeah.
And 95% of the energy at a graveyard is mourning.
Yeah.
You know, everybody goes there sad.
So in a weird fucked up way, you could essentially equate hospitals and graveyards to almost like a spiritual battery.
Yeah.
That like the all the high emotions from everybody going there just kind of like supercharges the area.
Yeah.
Which maybe in the spirit world, that's a beacon or a draw point
or opens a portal.
I mean, I feel like anything's possible when you're, because like you said, that's got to be an unimaginable amount of energy, because it's not like the graveyard, for example. It's not just one person coming in and experiencing, like letting that trauma out. Like you're having person on top of people, you know, we'll just say families on top of families on top of families that come in and cycle through.
Yep.
And then you have the people that come back on the yearly basis who put that energy back into it, and it's just this big power plant for the spiritual world.
It doesn't stop. It is thinking about it now, that we put all of our loved ones in the same general area is a giant energy confluent, an energy battery.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's like a fucking spiritual power plant. It's bizarre when you think about it. I've never had these thoughts other than like us sitting here dissecting this, and it's really, and I've never really heard people talk about it like that either.
No.
I don't know. Weird.
It is.
Definitely weird.
Because you think like, a graveyard's haunted. It's got to be the energy of the dead. Well, no. Maybe it's haunted by the energy of the living.
Yeah. Yeah. It's some type of like a beacon that, because like when they're ghost hunting, one of the big things that happens all the time is their batteries are drained because the spirit is using energy to manifest itself. Well, I mean, why? It might not have to do that as much if it's going to a place that's already fucking supercharged with energy. Makes it easier for these things to happen. Makes it easier for these bleed throughs.
Damn, that's weird, bro.
It is weird.
Now my brain's turning out. I don't even know how to put it into words. Makes sense, though.
That's where I'm at.
Makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, we're just out here doing the Lord's work.
Yep, solving again, bud.
That's what we're getting pretty damn good at this shit.
We're basically Scooby-Doo.
That's what I'm saying.
It's always.
We're dumb, but we get it right once in a while.
Scooby-Doo was a metaphor for this entire episode because they were never haunted by the energy of the dead. It was always living.
Touche.
Solved.
Touche.
Solved. But yeah, Tommy, you catch this episode. Hit us back with some details, man. I'm curious as to if you heard about any other stories that were going on. If you want to, on the low, tell us where this place is. That'd be cool, too. We won't mention it in the show. That's for cult leaders only.
Yeah. Research purposes.
But again, thank you so much for sending this in. Like, weird shit always catch up to you, man. Check us out at all our social medias: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Come join the cult. You know the drill. Holocult, until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and remember, it's not only the dead that can haunt you. Sometimes it's the living.